Okay, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 395 for the 21st of July, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for a few seconds for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our next. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. You know, why not? You know, they're free. You can get one. So anyway, something weird just happened. I was happily connected to Echolink, and then just as it was time to start the net, I got this pop-up in the Echolink app saying that the proxy that I'm using, I guess, crashed or went away or something, and I was no longer connected to the TechLink conference. So I've never seen that happen before, but I suppose it's a risk when you're using a proxy. I should probably figure out how to do port forwarding on my setup here, but I've just been too lazy. It's just so easy to go ahead and use a proxy instead. I'm seeing that KF6GPE is coming and going there. I think maybe he's having also some difficulties with his network. So anyway, let me reset. Where am I in the script here? Well, everybody on my dashboard here is a regular, so I don't think I need to go through the boilerplate here. So let me just run down the list. I've got N4RNW, KD9NDJ, KF6GPE. So it looks like it's going to be a short net here. So,
do I have anything else to say?
All right, so let's start with N4RNW. Right. I usually try to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, but I don't have one today. Let me think. Can I come up with something on the spot here? No. Let's just make it an open mic. Anything that's on your mind. So, take it away, N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and let's see, Ken. Ken, yeah, Ken is on there, and Wayne is on there. Yeah, N4RNW here from Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. It was hot today, not a whole lot of rain. I think we're in between weeks of rain down here. It comes and goes, but it's going to come blasting in pretty soon with the season, middle of the summer. So other than that, I really don't have anything to say, so I'm going to turn it back and listen and learn from you guys. If I drop out, don't be surprised. It might be short time, depending on what's going on over here. So if I don't talk again, everybody have a good night and a good week, and I'll be listening. N4RNW.
Oh, I'm still translating. Yeah, I'm sorry. KD9, ADJ, you have the floor.
Okay, nice to have the floor. This is KD9NDJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, in East Central Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. So my topic would be to talk about the CARS Fest. That's the K-A-R-S Ham Fest that went on today in Piatone, Illinois, which is up the road from me a piece, a little north of Kankakee. I was cruising along just fine until I got to Clifton, and that's when the skies opened up and poured rain on me, and I continued merrily on my way, sort of hydroplaning in my little shit box, and I got all the way up there, and I was shocked to find that the not just the rain, but the absence of MSJ really whacked the ham fest down in size. I still managed to spend $100 on four, count 'em, four vacuum tubes, two AX7s and two 12AU7s. Happy to get them because prices on those things have gone kind of through the roof. Also, I bought a T-shirt that says, say no to negativity in purple. So anyway, that's my report. It was a pretty tiny, sparsely attended, very wet ham fest. 89, NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, you know, wait 2 weeks and there'll be another one up there. Maybe maybe it'll be a little bit drier and more interesting. Anyway, thanks, Ken. Let me check here. Ray is not back. So I'm going to mark him down as a check-in anyway. So we've had four for this net. Let me think. You know, I've had some happy memories of Hamfest at the Will County, I think it's Will County Fairgrounds there, the Piatone site. There's usually two Hamfests every year in the summer. And it's pretty easy. The parking is handy. You don't have to walk very far. And you can cover the entire venue on foot in a relatively short amount of time. And there's also the indoor space. And as Ken said, there was not an MFJ dealer in there this year. But I don't know, was there any dealer at all inside there? Did the ARRL have a table? Was there anything going on indoors? Back to Ken.
There were some vendors inside. Very few outside, none vending out in the space as usual. I missed the earlier Ham Fest that was up there at the Will County Fairgrounds, but so I can't say, I can't compare there. But indoors there were maybe five or six vendors. They had been moved into the smaller of the two spaces there in the indoor component to that fairground. Outside, everybody was kind of huddled under the awning, which would have been a huge problem had there been more people there, but there were so few people that it didn't matter that you had to sort of scooch along and sort of interrupt conversations to get to the next table. That's another three or four tables. The best spot for vending was in the far, there's sort of a cat corner to the main building. There's a pavilion, and that was by far the best place to stand around and shop. You were out of the drizzle, and it was great. Anyway, that's some of what I observed. KD9NDJ.
Okay, I'm thinking back in years past, a lot of the, when I say vendor, I'm usually thinking of kind of the professionals, but in the flea market, it's not quite so professional. And there's a large area that's out in the open. There's no shelter, and people have to bring their own tables and so on. But as you keep going kind of to the west, you reach the far end of the fairground area, and there are a couple of two or three or four barns, which are they're not well. I call them barns, but really they're just like carports. Okay, a roof and no walls. And I would think that if in, on a rainy day, those would be good locations to set up your table. Was there any activity down that far, or was the attendance down so low that those spaces were left vacant?
AB9FJ, KD9NDJ, I didn't go that far because it was raining steadily and I wasn't really wearing rain gear, so I can't report on if anybody was down there. They were, you kind of had to take a boat to it. The rain was pretty intense. I don't know. I'm sure the storm passed and things might have gotten going. I was up there at 7 a.m. or so, you know, maybe 7:45. I left the house at 6. I dithered around, and then I was slowed down by the weather. So, you know, I can't report on what happened after I left. After I blew all my $100 there on the tubes, I turned around and came home. And as I was driving home, I was again in the storm, but by the time I got to Rantoul, the storm was passed.
Yeah, I was awakened by, there was this crash of thunder. I mean, nothing before it, and for a long time, nothing after it. And at first, I didn't recognize it as thunder. I thought it might have been like a car accident in the street outside. You know, once it woke me up, then I realized that it was raining slightly. This was about, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. So it was probably during the same time that you were experiencing that rain up there at Piatone. So, but it doesn't seem to have lasted long. I don't think we really accumulated that much rainfall down here. But it did have a salutary effect on the temperature. Things were... It felt better. It might have been plenty hot, but not as hot as we've had. So anyway, AB9FJ here. I see that Harold has dropped out, and no one else has joined us, so it's just you and me, Ken. So I'm going to pass it back to you to see if you have anything else you want to add before I put a ribbon or a bow on it and wrap it up.
Since it's just you and me, Wayne, I can tell you that I am going to miss Geek Lunch again because I'm going camping up at I'm going up to what's it called it's up there to the north. I don't know, all I can think of is Cold Spring Harbor, but anyway, I know, Starved Rock. I got a site at Starved Rock. It's a very popular spot, so I was happy to get it. And you book these things pretty much in advance, so rain or shine, I'm a-going. Anyway, so I'm sorry to miss the Geek Lunch event again, because that's always fun. But last week it was medical, and this week it's going to be camping. I can't win in that regard. So anyway, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, I've been to Starved Rock before, and it is definitely worth going. I didn't camp out there overnight, but it was just a day trip. But it was fun, and so have a good time there.
So let me see, where am I in the script here? You already know about it being an NC and subscribing to the mailing list. So I'll just say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Let's call it 0019 Zulu. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.